With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Robert Atkin is the new Deputy Commissioner of Police following the retirement of Anthony Ennis, who served the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service for 45 years. Commissioner Kurt Walton.
I am greatly appreciative of retired Deputy Commissioner Ennis' service and have no doubt that the same loyal service will be executed by the incoming Deputy Commissioner, Robert Atkin.
And Deputy Commissioner Atkin says it's a, quote, tremendous honour to be appointed.
Since joining the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service, I've had the privilege of working alongside exceptional police officers, police staff, and many of our partner agencies, all of whom are committed to making the Cayman Islands one of the safest places to live, work, and visit.
Brad Ebanks has also been appointed as Acting Assistant Commissioner of Police. Grand Cayman Marriott Resort announces a multi-million dollar investment that will restore its shoreline and introduce a refreshed identity as Grand Cayman Marriott Beach Resort. The resort says the initiatives, quote, reaffirm the property's commitment to delivering elevated beachfront experiences while supporting the long-term sustainability of the destination. The Marriott says the government-approved restoration project will replenish the resort's beachfront with, quote, carefully sourced sand and introduce low-profile rock structures designed to stabilize the shoreline over time. The beach restoration is expected to finish in early September. The Marriott says the restoration is expected to generate about 150 new jobs and, quote, recapture business previously lost to erosion. And the port was pretty busy in the first 5 months of the year with more than 140 calls, up 1.5% over 2025. More than 267,000 tons of cargo were received through May, a 3% drop when compared to the first 5 months of 2025, and a 12% drop when compared in 2024. However, the amount of tons handled per hour did spike by nearly 20%. Jamaica remained the most popular origin of cargo imports with more than 78,000 tons, but that's a 10% drop when compared to the same period in 2025. Liquid cargo imports of gas, AV jet, and propane all increased in the first quarter, although diesel fell. Cayman saw a 5.6% increase in the number of cruise ship passengers visiting in the first 5 months of 2026. In regional news, Jamaican Prime Minister Dr. Andrew Holness has announced that additional funding will soon be allocated to government's roofs program, assuring Jamaicans affected by Hurricane Melissa who have not yet received grants that they have not been forgotten. Speaking during a tour on Friday, Holness said the initial allocation could only cover about half of the applicants. He added that the finance minister would soon announce the new allocation in, quote, a few more days. Hurricane Melissa made catastrophic landfall in Jamaica late October 2025. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. Big oil companies have reported record profits as the Iran war sends prices surging. Saudi Aramco has reported a 44% increase in profits in the last quarter. The five biggest Western energy majors have posted a combined net profit of almost $47 billion. Qatar says it's continuing efforts with other mediators to try to achieve a diplomatic resolution to the war between the US and Iran. Foreign Ministry spokesperson said Qatar, Pakistan and Oman were coordinating closely to facilitate negotiations, but no direct talks were currently planned. A mass funeral has been held in Gaza City for 112 people whose bodies were long trapped under the rubble of buildings hit during an Israeli strike in 2023. Hundreds attended the funeral for members of two clans. French officials say nearly 160 migrants have been rescued after their boat caught fire while attempting to cross the English Channel to Britain. No casualties have been reported. It's one of the biggest maritime rescue operations in the Channel in recent years. European Union interior ministers are holding an emergency meeting to discuss last week's influx from Morocco of up to 70,000 migrants into the tiny Spanish territory of Ceuta. The sudden surge caused concern in several EU countries. Ukraine has carried out a series of further attacks on logistics warehouses and oil infrastructure in Russia overnight. The governor of the Moscow region said five people had been killed and 10 injured in an attack on a warehouse south of the capital. BBC News.